Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 227 for Monday, January 18th. I'm Phil Front-Warkentin. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were holding on to small gains Monday morning in relatively quiet activity as the market managed to see some follow-through strength after last week's move higher. Canola was steady to up $3, the March contract up 30 cents at $485 per ton. U.S. markets are closed today for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. That kept canola volumes light in early activity, but could also cause some choppy trading throughout the day. March canola was down originally overnight, trading right above the psychological $480 per ton level at one point, before correcting back above unchanged. The Canadian dollar is slightly firmer against its U.S. counterpart early Monday, and that did limit the upside in canola, but the loonie is still at a 13-year low overall, below 69 cents, and that's supportive. The soft currency is keeping both exporters and domestic crushers on the buy side as crush margins have strengthened recently. Technical signals are also pointing up for canola, but on the other side, supplies in Western Canada do remain large and increased farmer selling was slowing the advances. Global economic concerns are also overhanging the agricultural markets, with the ongoing weakness in crude oil putting some pressure on values as well. Malaysian palm oil, it was mixed in overnight activity, while European rapeseed futures were mostly higher. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded so far. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all untraded, with markets there closed for the Martin Luther King holiday. When activity resumes tomorrow, attention will be focused on South American crop conditions, where recent rainfall should be boosting the prospects for soybeans and corn crops there. For wheat, U.S. wheat does remain expensive internationally, and that will likely temper any upside potential. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, January 18th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Front-Warkentin.